It's the Morning KLH with Dave and Doreen.
I was watching my Facebook reels, and one of the reels came up, and it was from somebody's security camera, and they were getting robbed, and they have a gigantic dog, and this guy, this thief, is in their garage, and their security cam captures all this, and the dog is wagging his tail. He's made a brand new friend. He lets the guy take everything.
Yeah, that's how my dog would be.
You know what? I thought the same thing. That's exactly how our dog would
be. If a dog were breaking into my house, she'd rip his face off.
Right.
But if it's a person, nah. Yeah. Go ahead.
So I'm not sure if your dog, those of you listening, would step up and be the intimidating force that you need to prohibit and stop.
I mean, you would
intervene.
Hope. That's what they're there for, but.
You would know. Think. Well, there's a new company out called Throw Flame, as in one word, and they've got brand new robot dogs with flamethrowers attached to their heads.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So maybe guard dogs are obsolete now. I don't know. This is more intimidating, I'll tell you that. Throw Flame selling the Therminator for $9,400, $9,400. You operate it over Wi-Fi or Bluetooth with a remote control, and it can shoot flames. Wait for it. Up to 30 feet.
Now, how does it get activated?
Well, you activate it.
Oh, okay. But what if you're not, you know, around?
Well, that's...
Seems like an expensive...
Or if the Wi-Fi is down or whatever.
I would imagine they have, like, Ring doorbell technology where, it, you know...
It's very
hopefully
similar.
Hopefully that it could...
Yeah.
But, what if it's just the mailman or the Amazon guy?
Well, the website says that they're legal, by the way, in all 50 states, but you do need a special permit in California and Maryland. And on the website, I was looking at the website, they're not really pushing the guard dog angle. So here's what they do. They have like, they list these things that it's perfect for, the Therminator.
Okay.
Controlled burns.
Okay.
Ice and snow removal.
Huh, I didn't think of that.
Clearing weeds, which could set off fires like you wouldn't believe, right?
Yeah.
Pyrotechnics or entertainment, and also pest removal. Haven't we had stories about people burning their houses down, doing something like that?
Yes, trying to kill a spider.
Mm-hmm.
This seems like a bad idea.
So we were thinking about what the commercial would sound like.
How much is that dog in the window?
Warning.
The one with the wax.
Terminator flamethrower robot dog with powerful destructive breath. Get yours today. Kevlar suit for petting not included.
Mm-hmm.
I do hope that doggies.
The funny thing is, Doreen's dog sits in the window all day.
All day.
So you will not be able to walk by your dog today without thinking of that.
That'll
song.
Be in my head all day. Thank
You're
you.
Going to look at her and just sing, aren't you?
I am going to, yes.
Mm-hmm.
From the time I get home.
Or hope that it can throw a flame out of its mouth.
No way.
Once again, it's called Throw Flame, and it's called the Therminator, $9,400. Dusty Slay here talks about guard dogs, or dogs who they say won't bite.
You ever go to somebody's house and they got a dog that's barking at you, growling at you, and they go, ah, he won't bite. It's like, why you think that? Because he'd never done it before? Well, maybe today is the day. Because he looks like he wants to bite, right? They're always like, well, he might lick you to death. I'm like, death? Who said anything about dying? Hell, I'm just worried about being bitten. I don't even know why you brought up death. I just think it's a weird idea because a dog looks like it wants to bite you, right? It's like you show up at somebody's house and there's some guy in there with a knife. He's just doing like this. Huh? Huh? And they're like, ah, he won't stab you. Yeah, he might lick you to death. Yeah, he'll settle down in a minute. He's just not used to being around people.